Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This seems very narcissistic to talk about.
But it was my idea.
Okay. No, I didn't want to take the credit. I was going to say.
Tiak wants to do... Tiak wants to devote a little time on the radio to talking about my face. And I, like, while it seems like that's narcissistic to talk about my face, I just want everybody to know that it's not me who wants to talk about my face. It's Tiak who wants to talk about my
face. And he wanted to talk about everyone's faces.
No, I thought he just said my face.
It was everyone.
What's the name of the show?
Kind of specifically him, actually. Because we've been posting videos to our social media. And
can we do a little backstory?
Yeah.
We've been trying to post videos to social media for years and years.
Years, not even joking.
Yeah, since before I've had children born.
Yeah.
We've tried different methods. We've asked management to buy cameras. They didn't like it. We bought cameras, and like they got ripped out inadvertently. We brought in sketch artists to try to sketch us during the show.
They only do nudes.
Yes, we were like, draw me like one of your models. Is that what he says?
French girls.
Damn it. Can we go back and redo that?
We can't.
We can't. Anyway, and we finally got the company to buy cameras, and they've installed them. They just haven't run any cables to them whatsoever.
Nope, they're not
so
on.
Any
we
videos,
can see them. They look good.
They do. They're right next to our phones that are on tripods actually recording the videos that you see on social media right now. One of the things that's going on with us having cameras in the studio, and I've never mentioned this before. This is really going to be fun. Remember when COVID started? We all got locked in, and then all of a sudden we were having to have these meetings on Zoom.
Yes.
And if you weren't accustomed to Zoom meetings, you could get like zoned out and start treating your camera like a mirror.
Oh yeah.
And we had one particular coworker who has now elevated to the point she's like one of the biggest employees in our company in a different market at this point. She's running
Yes.
I don't know who
she's
we're talking about.
She's running Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Roxanne! She we were in Zoom meetings with her and it was like a makeup session. She's just like fixing her eyebrows and like doing the whole thing the whole time. Okay. The reason I bring this up is now that the cameras in the studio don't work, so we're using our phones. Tiak primps so much on his phone now. And I don't know that he knows that I watch him when he does it.
I fix my hair.
You do?
I fix my hair big time.
Do you actually?
Oh my God, Aaron.
I need to look at you
it's
more.
So much. Yeah, like, just out of nowhere, and it's some, a lot of times it's before we start a break.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking to you, like if we're doing, we're just, we're on the air and I'm kind of looking at you and whatever, like out of the corner of my eye, I can just see him like going, he's like, oh my God. It's,
I get these weird flips. I got to fix them so they don't look all, you
but
know.
But you have them all the time and just let it be, man.
I'm trying to make the video look good.
Just, oh my God, it's not helping.
Okay, do what I can.
It's, but it's, I mean this, like, it's so cute that I haven't said anything before because I just...
You don't want him to stop?
It's you don't want to scare the squirrel.
Yeah. Because
he's just like, definitely right when we set the phones up, he's like, oh man, okay, I got it. Yeah, okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's pressure on me. I'm known as the hair guy. I gotta deliver.
Oh, then what am I known as? Yeah.
you fix your beard, don't you?
No. This is the look I went for.
You're the beard guy.
I think she's saying you should. Is she implying?
You told me I could dye it. Waiting for the invite.
You know what? Now I get it.
Yeah?
My Facebook feed is simpler. It's some brand of beard dye, and it's three times a day now, and I'm like, I have never looked up beard dye in my life. It's because you said it in this room. And it's I get the beard dye, and some guys do it like on their the sides of their head. Anyway, narcissist, what did you want to say about your face?
Well, it's getting a little bit concerning to me because we've been posting these videos. Aaron's working really hard on them.
Yeah.
And we've gotten some comments that are vague to me. Comments like, "Oh wow, you guys don't look like how I thought you looked."
We had one from yesterday. The voices don't match who I was thinking. LOL.
Yeah. So,
hold up. What do you mean? What do they mean?
That's all they said.
So they thought I was the redhead?
I don't know. I remember because a while ago had asked people to text in how they think we look like.
If you've never looked us up on social media, what do you think we look like?
Someone said like brunette for me. I was like, I don't see that at all.
Well, you wouldn't because you've lived inside your skin.
Right.
But like I've gotten the when we talked about it that day, it's like people think I'm like 400 pounds, ginger, lots of acne, and it's like how does a voice?
You're 350 at best.
Someone I just found another one. I thought slacker was going to be cute. Was I wrong? And a loud mouth.
Oh, see that's okay. That one's clearly mean.
Yeah.
So you chose that one to read then?
I'm just going through them at the moment.
I want to know how a voice other than how it sounds like you got fat around your throat. How would my voice make it seem like I'm 400 pounds?
I don't know.
That's not how I pictured T-Hack at all. Voice doesn't match his face.
See, what does that mean? What does that mean?
So does that mean your voice?
Do I need
voice
to put makeup on or something? Like
So please text in right now, 303-222-5423. If you've never watched our videos, tell us what you think we look like or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you have, or if you're one of these vague texters, what did you mean it doesn't match or whatever? Like, so when somebody said your voice doesn't match your face, are they saying your voice is awesome and your face sucks?
Right.
Are they saying your voice sucks, but your face is awesome?
Yeah.
Because they're saying.
And which would I prefer?
Right.
Or are they saying it all sucks, or is it all awesome?
Well, no, because if it doesn't match, you know what I'm saying? If they go, it doesn't match what I thought.
That could be a good thing. Like, oh, I thought you were ugly. You're actually really cute. And you're funny. Awesome, awesome.
Oh, I can only see. It's like
they didn't say any of those things.
So please text in and say more about T-Hack's face.
Mm-hmm. The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.